Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Helena B. from Rhode Island.
And I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning, a very special episode for December 30th, 2010, episode 44, sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse
I'm
World.
Too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave me.
A bunch of songs about sexy guys, and he just put a little montage together for us. So welcome everybody to the 2010 inaugural Hottest Horseman Awards. With me today, Jamie Jennings, is Helena B. from Rhode Island. Welcome, Helena.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. What a great show for me to be on.
Well, let's talk about kind of how the Hottest Horseman Awards came up. I think you had called in to Horses in the Morning not too long ago. Well, I guess, about 5-6 weeks ago. And we had started talking about certain horsemen that might be hottest. And, you know, we just decided that there weren't enough award shows to celebrate the men. Like you said, you know, one guy makes one comment about a hot chick in a bikini, and that's kind of the standard. There's no way for us women to really, you know, kind of step out of ourselves and objectify men like men objectify women, and I think that this is our outlet for that. Am I right?
Absolutely, and it's funny that it takes an hour and a half award show for the hottest horseman to keep the balancing the scale to that one bikini, the bikini line, and yet we've got to work like 7 days a week just to make a nice show that balances this whole thing. But you know what? It's been a fun couple of weeks gathering all of these the nominees and listening to everyone's votes and support. It's been pretty cool.
It's been an important thing, I think, for the horse lady community to take on this task, and at the helm we were honored to be a part of it and to kind of lead the charge. And what's funny is, you know, if we say, hey, we're looking for a hot vet, send us a picture of a hot vet. I'm amazed how many women have hot vets and just sent the picture right on in. And I wonder how many of these vets know that we are ogling their photos.
They probably don't, but you know what? We're creepers. We can be creepers. we can ogle. You know, we just don't do it as blatantly as the men do. And, you know, because we are women, we do things differently, even what may on the surface seem like a very shallow award ceremony and show, really we have great meaning behind it. And we do have a diverse population of very bright, dedicated, and handsome horse world. And it's the end of the year, it's the end of 2010, and, you know, Jamie and I are talking, and we thought it would be a nice time to show our appreciation for the men among us, men of all kinds. And so, really, we've said this from the very beginning, this award is not, or this award show is not about pure physical looks. It's about presence. It's about passion. It's about substance.
Helena.
The guys that we have today have some serious.
Helena, you need to stop right there. I do not have my muck boots on. I'm sitting here in a pair of sneakers, and it's getting deeper by the second. It's about cutie patooties, and just admit it. Let's be straight.
It's a little bit about cutie patootie. Yeah, it is.
It's all about that. I think that, you know, what we decided to do was to celebrate and honor the hot guy in the world. Jennifer, I know that you did not want to be a part of this initially, but you're on the show, you're a part of it, and we're going to go through some of the awards, and I know that your husband doesn't know, but you did play a role in this show getting put together. Is that correct?
Well, I would prefer to be behind the scenes, but yes, I was involved. And, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. Right?
At a girl.
Well said. Well said. All right.
Yeah,
so Jennifer's
like, oh, I have no opinion. Not getting involved. And then sure enough, as we're going through all the pictures and the nominations, Jen definitely had an opinion.
Well, I always have an opinion about something. Sometimes I just don't want the rest of the world to know.
Well said.
Deport
well
me
said.
My middle name.
All right. So I think, Helena, let's see. What I'm going to do is I'm going to just kind of run through the categories. And in a couple minutes, we're going to start giving the awards out, as said. So some of the awards that we wanted, and we might have had to add a couple extra special. let's see.
Hey, it's our show. We can do whatever we want.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So let's see. The first category that we're going to honor is the winner of the 2010 Hottest Horseman's Hottest Veterinarian Award. That's going to be, you know, I mean, how many girls have not known that the vet's coming and everybody gets all dressed up because he's coming to the boarding barn and he's cute. So that's the first award. Second award is going to be the 2010 Hottest Horseman's Most Eligible Bachelor. That is a, you know, one of our listeners, that's a single guy that we've had nominated. The Best in Breeches Award will come next. The Best in Breeches is, you know, it started by saying Glenn saying, you know, there's no guys can't wear breeches. There's no guy that looks hot in breeches, and we tended to disagree, as did about 1,000 of our closest lady friends who nominated hundreds and hundreds of different guys for this category.
Yeah.
Then we have the Hottest Farrier Award.
Woo-hoo!
And. And, you know, again, one of those things, the hot guys coming to the barn, probably not met with as much makeup as the veterinarian could be, because it's a little bit dirtier of a job, but, you know,
now,
respectable nonetheless.
Let me put forward a thought here.
Okay.
Hottest Farrier Award. Farrier comes to the barn. Sure, I'll hold the horse. He doesn't cross tie so well. Why do you think women say that?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. You know, the farriers that have to chase people around and go, we hold the horse. That's different than the hot farrier who says, all right, well, that's okay. I can tie him up. No, I'll hold him.
Yeah. If your clients, Mr. Farriers, if your clients want to cross tie the horse and go do something else, even for the naughty horses, that probably means you need to step up your game and get rid of the plumber butt. Yeah.
Exactly, or you're like way married and happy.
Oh, well,
way married,
okay.
Way pregnant.
What, Helena?
I said being way married. Is that like being way pregnant?
Just a little pregnant. There's just some guys that are a little married, right? No. let's see. Then we have the 2010 Hottest Horseman's Hottest Horse Husband, who will be honoring one of our listeners' husbands. She nominated, as did many women, and this was a very tough category, I think, because Helena, our boss, was nominated in this category. So this made it a little bit of a challenge, and he's not sure who's going to win, and he thinks he's still in the running, but I'm going to tell you guys right now, he didn't make it.
Yeah, well, it's important to note that our boss's wife didn't nominate him, nor did his employees.
Exactly. He was nominated by his sponsors. So it's like, come on, really? His wife didn't nominate him, nor did his employees. So we are going to be honoring one of the hottest horse husbands of our listeners. Somebody who was nominated, you know, by his wife, which is great. We have a couple extra special awards that we're not going to tell you about. We also have the hottest horse couple, best couple, which, of course, in our world is horse and man. And then we have the hottest horse dad also coming up a little bit later. So we've got a full gamut and, you know, just so many different types of people that are going to be talked about today. Plus, we're going to get a lot of these winners on the air. And I'm going to tell you what, these people don't know they're winning. So when we call them up, they might be a little surprised. What do you think, Helena?
I think that's wonderful. I can't wait to hear how they react. I'd probably scream if I were them, but you know what? These are guys. Let's hope they don't scream.
I don't think they'll do a high-pitched shriek, do you?
No.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God, I win! Woo!
I'm the hottest guy ever!
I don't think it'll be. I think we'll be met with more embarrassment and thinking we're a little bit ridiculous. So I think it's time that we go ahead and give away our first award. What do you think, Helena? Should we?
Bring it on. I can't wait.
All right. I hope our music is ready. The winner of the 2010 Hottest Horseman's Hottest Veterinarian is... Dr. Joe Rosenberg. Congratulations, woo! Dr. Joe Rosenberg. Dr. Rosenberg graduated from Colorado State University's School of Veterinary Medicine. He lives and practices in California as owner of Panolio Equine Veterinary Service, serving Western Dressage, Jumper, and Companion horses from the Del Mar, Rancho, Santa Fe areas. Dr. Rosenberg is a member of the American Association of Equine Practitioners, the American Veterinary Medical Association, and blah, 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 all this other really awesome stuff. He was born and raised in Hawaii. He has a tan. He's got his photo with a dog. I mean, come on.
That was the clincher for me. It was the dog.
I really think you're right.
Oh, wait, and the fact that he does hula.
Oh, he does. He's a hula guy. Well, he's Hawaiian. I think they're born, they come out of the womb hula dancing. So
that's fine. I don't care. I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. So if you would like to see what Dr. Rosenberg and his dog look like, Glenn is currently hard at work right now on Facebook, posting, as we announce the winners, on the Horses in the Morning page. So facebook.com/horsesinthemorning, just search for Horses in the Morning there, and you will see the photograph of Hawaiian sexy veterinarian Dr. Joe Rosenberg and his cute puppy. And he's not playing hula, and he's not hula dancing in a grass skirt or anything, although that would have been awesome.
That would have been pretty good. That would have been a whole nother show. Actually, Let's put that on our to-do list, will you?
I think we're going to have some follow-up photos with him. Now, we do have our next winner is actually on the line, Helena. He's on the phone. He's awaiting his, I hope he has an acceptance speech prepared. So if you would like to do the honors of introducing our next guest.
I would. The winner of the 2010 Hottest Horseman's Most Eligible Bachelor is... Andrew Figures! Welcome, Andrew, to Horses in the Morning. Congratulations.
Hi, good morning.
How do you feel about winning our most eligible bachelor award?
I feel pretty awesome about that.
Do you know who nominated you?
I do, actually. My mom did.
What a fabulous mom. I have to read to you what your mom wrote and to all our listeners. She opens up her email with this. All right, a mom's got to do what a mom's got to do. Let me introduce Andrew Figures and your horse, A Simple Twist of Fate. So I thought that was a lovely way to open this up. I'm going to quickly tell everybody a little bit about you, Andrew, and then
Okay. You're
going to give us your acceptance speech. You are the co-manager and trainer at Breckenridge Farms, which is a premier dressage barn in Harbor Springs, Michigan. And your mom says you've been training and competing in dressage since you were 6 years old, which
yes,
is a big deal. And that you had to earn your lessons. It didn't come too easy to you. You had to get good grades and do your chores. And that nothing could really make you buckle down, like dangling a riding lesson in front of you. I think the best thing, though, that your mom had to say, and this was the item that pushed it over the edge for us, was that your days are very long, but your smiles never stop. And I'm guessing that's because you really love what you do.
I love what I do.
Yeah.
And how does it feel to be the most eligible bachelor?
It's actually a shock to me, really. I kind of didn't expect it, but it's really
awesome. Do you have a good relationship with your mom?
What's that?
Do you have a close relationship with your mom?
I do.
That's nice.
I was young, she's always taken me to the barns and gotten me in with horses, and it was kind of our big thing to be with the horses. It was just like me and her time.
Okay, I got to ask you, Andrew. First of all, I got to ask you a couple personal questions, because now that you are the most eligible bachelor, I would like to think that women will be banging down your door, and we would like to kind of get a little bio on you. First of all, can we ask how old you are?
I'm 20.
Oh, thank God. I was hoping, please don't say 16. Just throwing out. Would you like any interested listeners to communicate with you?
You know, if anybody would want to communicate with me, I'm always open to talk.
All right. So do you have a Facebook page?
All right.
Do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so we will do a search for you, and we will put your information online. Ladies, let me just reiterate to you that Andrew rides dressage. Do you ride any other sports?
I used to do some jumping, but not so much.
Okay. Andrew goes from cleaning stalls to riding horses, doing some dressage, teaching students. He teaches. He fixes fences. He stacks hay. He cleans. I mean, the guy... it's fantastic. He's quite a catch. 20-year-olds, you know, that have this much passion about horses, it's going to stick. So we would love for any listeners to search for Andrew on Facebook, or we'll put your email. Do you want to give out your email?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I like Andrew better already.
What's your email address, Andrew?
Figures_13. 03@yahoo.com.
Perfect.
All right.
Now,
hopefully,
I can't let you go.
Writing that down.
I can't let you go without hearing a little bit about your horse. Tell us about A Simple Twist of Fate.
He's a cool horse. He's an interesting story too. We purchased him in Colorado when we lived out there near Boulder, and he was actually bought for my mom. And at the time, I owned a thoroughbred, but my mom had a bad back injury, which kind of put her out of riding. So I took over taking care of her horse and showing him.
Mm-hmm.
And when we moved to northern Michigan, I sold my thoroughbred because I didn't want to take, you know, him up into the frozen north. So I continued on with Twister, and he's been with me for the last 6 years.
And what kind of horse is he?
He's a Percheron Andalusian cross.
Wow.
Ooh, that sounds
he's
fun.
He's a big black monster.
That's awesome. Andrew, this is it's been an honor talking to you, because I just have to think, though, that with your mom, she didn't just nominate you once. She, like, totally threw out your email, threw your picture a couple of separate times on the Facebook page, sent emails. She is trying to get – is it that she's trying to get rid of you? Is she trying to marry you off?
I kind of doubt that. I think it's more of she wants me to be seen.
Okay. She wants you to be seen. She wants you to find a nice lady. I was kind of thinking that maybe she was trying to get you off the farm, out of the house, something like that. But that works. 20 years old, you know, that's pretty good. Do you go to school anywhere?
I do. I go to a community college in Petoskey.
Okay.
Well,
so
you're busy.
College.
Good for you. You're a busy fellow. So do you think you'll have time? Can you make time in your busy schedule to get to know some young lady?
Oh, I can always try and make some time.
Oh, bless your heart.
That's totally sweet. Well, listen, Andrew, we have got your information. We have put you up on Facebook. You are the winner of the 2010 Hottest Horseman's Most Eligible Bachelor Award. Andrew, 20 years old, living up in northern Michigan. Stay warm, my friend, and hopefully we'll find you a lady to keep you warm through the winter.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that guy brightened him up, didn't it?
Andrew, we'll talk to you soon. Tell your mom we said hello and thanks for nominating you.
I'll let her know. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I think he was a little bit shy, but I think he did really well. And the guy's giving out his email on the radio and everything. I love it.
Yeah, he's
That's
great.
That's fabulous. He's a cutie pie. And you know what's funny is that he really came alive when he started talking about his horse.
You're exactly right.
He's
That's
a true
so
horseman.
Sweet.
Now, if I may drag the conversation towards a totally shallow area, good belt buckle.
Great belt buckle.
Yeah.
You ladies. This whole show is all about shallow, Jen, so don't be afraid to jump in there with your comments.
You can always count on me to make it shallow. Thank you.
Oh, it's going to get more shallow as the hour goes on.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right here. Let's see. We have to actually play a commercial, and then we're going to talk about the rest of the awards. But so far, we've announced the hottest veterinarian, Dr. Joe Rosenberg in California. We've also talked to the most eligible bachelor, Andrew Figures. And he is looking for love, so ladies, jump in. I mean, come on. Then coming up next, you're going to want to stand by. We've got Best in Breeches. I'm going to tell you that the person that we have Best in Breeches has no idea that he won Best in Breeches. And this is a person that when we needed to call him and get him on the air, what did you say, Helena?
I can't do it.
Why? Why couldn't you talk to this person?
Because he's cute.
Why can't you talk to cute guys?
I can't. I've never been able to talk to cute guys. I told you, I can't talk to boys. I can't do it. I get all stupid and tongue-tied, and I say dumb things.
Well,
I do.
I'm sorry, but this person, it's not even that he's a cute boy. I had a hard time talking to him because of his resume, okay?
Well,
and then... when I see his name calling me back on my caller ID, I was like, "What? Like, oh my God.
I got all duty right?"
It's like I totally know him. It's like we're best friends now. So that's really not the case. So coming up next, we'll do Best in Breeches. Then we've got to let you know who the hottest farrier is. Horse husband's coming up. We got some special categories, best couple, you know, hottest horse dad. So much more to come. So right now, let's go ahead and listen to a message from Kentucky Performance Products.
Happy holidays to all the listeners of the Horse Radio Network from your friends at Kentucky Performance Products. Kentucky Performance Products cares about the health of your horses and knows you do too. May you and your horses and ponies have a very happy and healthy holiday season and a fun, equine-filled new year. From all of us at Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah, I knew Glenn would figure out a way to be on the show somehow, and there he is.
In a commercial?
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. So you're listening to Horses in the Morning. Usually Glenn joins us more regularly, but because this is a special episode, I'm Jamie Jennings. We're with Helena B. and also Jennifer, and you're listening to the Horses in the Morning brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Now, it's been, so far we've only announced two of the winners, and we need to go ahead and try to get our next winner on the phone, Jen. Do you think you can handle it? Because I know Helena had a hard time trying to call him.
I just, yeah. You can't do it.
Well, maybe she's already trying.
Okay.
Well, Jennifer?
Yeah,
she's probably on the phone with him right now. Are you nervous?
And she probably has to concentrate. You know, it's a big deal.
It's kind of a big deal. I will tell you that this person who wins the Best in Breeches Award honestly is currently giving a clinic right now and is going to interrupt his clinic to accept his award. And, again, he has no idea what award he's going to accept. And who's going to tell him? I'm having a hard time telling a guy of this caliber that he won a Best in Breeches Award.
All right. Well, I don't know. We'll just have to play it by ear. You talked to him once already. I'm just going to sit here with a big, stupid smile on my face.
Uh-huh.
Saying nothing.
Uh-huh.
You know, I might be warmed up by the time he gets on. And, it's not just about the way he looks. See, he has a very impressive resume behind him. So there's a little bit of starstruckness that's going on here in Rhode Island. You know,
oh, yeah.
If he was cute and not such an accomplished rider, maybe I could handle it. But, you know, when you got the whole package rolled into one, and he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's actually pretty funny. Well, we're waiting to get him on the phone right now. He's on a pretty tight schedule. So we're going to try. Let's see. So coming up.
Him.
Huh?
We can introduce him.
But I wanted him to be on the phone first. Hold on. Jennifer's working on it right now. Oh, my God, the pressure is killing me.
I feel like when you're in high school and somebody, like, dares you to call that cute boy.
Absolutely.
You know he's home.
Oh, my God. You call him. Does he have caller ID? Should we, like, call him again and again and again? Or what do we do? Hang up.
That just tells you where we are, like, age-wise, because I'm going to date myself. When I had to call, or when I was there to call boys in high school, there was no such thing as caller ID.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Me too. Well, we've actually got him on the phone now, the winner, because we have, you know, several categories for the Hottest Horseman Award, and he has no idea what category he's going to win, and he's listening to this right now. The winner of the 2010 Hottest Horseman's Best in Breeches Award is... Boyd Martin! Good morning,
Yay!
Boyd. How are ya?
Oh, I'm thrilled. What an honor.
Best in Breeches, man.
Oh, I was getting all excited about some, genius horse rider or eventing champion and lo and behold, it's even better than that, the hottest guy in breeches or something, is it?
this is a highly coveted award, Boyd, because, you know, there was probably, 300 guys nominated for this award, and you came out on top. You're the hottest guy in breeches. I mean, first of all, this is an honor for you, but this has got to be a complete honor for your lovely wife. I mean, she has bragging rights now.
Yeah. I'll be the first to tell her that I've made another milestone in my career, and she's married to the hottest guy in breeches.
Do you think you'll put this honor on your resume, Boyd?
Yeah. Like if I went in, you know, the next time you'll see me circling around the dressage arena at Rolex, Kentucky, and the commentator introduces me, that's going to be the top of my list of my accomplishments in my life, I think.
What do you think your wife is going to say when you tell her that you won? How will she react?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. But we'll see what happens. I'm sure she'll hear about it pretty soon.
Hopefully she will agree.
I really hope she didn't vote for another guy.
So you were on the list, but she went ahead and picked Philip or something.
Yeah, that'd be a little bit awkward, wouldn't it?
Well, boy, you know, give everybody a little bit of history for those, because this is not just an eventing show. This is kind of a show that encompasses the horse world. Let the ladies know who they're talking to and who won Best in Breeches. Tell them a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm, I'm 30 years old. I was born and bred in Sydney, Australia, and moved to the United States a couple of years ago, and I ride eventing horses in Pennsylvania, Unionville, Pennsylvania.
Now, do you guys not go south for the winter? Are you freezing?
I'm freezing right now. I'm actually standing in the middle of an indoor arena teaching a bunch of riders a big jumping lesson. But we are heading to South Carolina in Aiken about the third week in January. And I'm going to just go down there for 2 months and enjoy the sunshine and warmer weather, not totally hot. And then come up back to Pennsylvania about a month before the Rolex 3-day event.
So here's a question then.
Oh, go ahead.
So here's a question: if you're doing a clinic in Pennsylvania, are you wearing fleece breeches?
Mate, I've got long underwear. I've got fleece breeches. I've got a beanie on. I've got a big jacket. You name it. I'm actually pretty warm except for my in my face. It's sort of poking out of my jacket.
Now, how many women are around you right now, like doing the clinic, and are they all listening to this? And would they all agree that you are the hottest guy in breeches?
Well, I hope not, because they're a bunch of little kids at the moment. We've got some young riders, and I think they're about 11 and 12 years old. So I think I'm not sure if they're voting people of this award. So. I'm just sneaking off in the corner of the arena right now and pretending it's a very important phone call I'm taking.
Well, it is important, and the subject is important, and it's kind of a big deal. And, you know, you can let your next lesson know that you, congratulations, Boyd Martin, Eventer Extraordinaire, you are the winner of the 2010 Hottest Horseman Best in Breeches Award. Congratulations.
Thank you, ladies. It means a lot.
Thanks for joining us, Boyd.
No worries. Have a good day, guys.
All right, Boyd, we'll see you at Rolex.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Now, you can see Boyd right now on our Facebook page, facebook.com, Horses in the Morning. At the end of this show, Helena, the entire collection of winners will be up on our website, horsesinthemorning.com. So that is where you can see photographs of every individual rider and see the picture and kind of get a little bit about their bio. Boyd Martin, what a guy. What a star. He is so, so awesome. I told you he would be fun. You didn't have to be nervous.
Good sport. No, you see, I started to talk to him. I felt better. Of course, I'm like 600 miles away. It's the only way I could do it. He was a good sport.
Yeah, I think so. So we'll have to send him some sort of award. He's up at Philip Dutton's True Prospects Farm in Pennsylvania right now. I cannot believe they stay up there and compete and ride all this time, like all the way up through December. That is crazy.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people don't go south until January. But honestly, it's usually it's fairly mild through December, even in New England. You know, our grass is still kind of green in certain places, and the footing isn't too bad through Christmas time. So, but come January, forget it. Everybody packs up and heads to Aiken or Wellington.
What's it like in Rhode Island right now?
It's cold and snowy, although it's supposed to be in the 40s today. So the high 30s, and then on the weekend in the 40s. So that's a big deal. That's warm.
That's actually not too terribly bad. That's about the low we're going to have here in Phoenix.
Our highs are low. It's really not bad at all, but, you know, and there's still snow. We still have about 5 or 6 inches of snow on the ground. It hasn't melted yet.
Oh, okay. See, we've actually been getting rain and rain and rain for two days last week and 2 days this week. My poor horses, because you're not ready for several days of rain in Phoenix. My poor horses are going to have to go out in the arena because their stalls have been completely flooded because they're not designed to handle rain. There's no gutters or anything like that. So it's been a little bit tough here. So you know who would have their work cut out for them right now, Helena, in my world? It's a farrier.
Yes.
It's a farrier.
And
because
in any world, all across the country, it's a tough time to be a farrier.
It really is. But you know what? In the world of farriers, there are many that come and go, but there's only a few hot ones in the world. Actually, I think there's probably a lot of hot farriers in the world. And we had to give an award to the hottest farrier.
We had to. It was, you know, I had a little person here twisting my arm saying, Helena, you cannot forget the hottest farrier award. And we didn't. We really took that very seriously. And we have coming up next the winner of the 2010 Hottest Horseman, Hottest Farrier Award. And I'm wondering if everybody wants to hear. And it is Mike Marquis of Buckeye, Arizona. Not too far from you, Jamie.
You know, what's amazing is Mike Marquis of Buckeye, Arizona, I don't know who that is at all. I'm amazed that there's a hot farrier that lives literally 10 miles from me. So we might have to, you know what, I've got a woman farrier for a good reason.
You know, we searched around for one of the things I think in defining what makes a farrier hot, besides the good looks. You know, I know you and Jen are big on the good looks. But something that really was important to me, and I know to you guys too, deep down underneath, is the farrier's philosophy. And this is what really did it for me for Mike. He said, being reliable and dependable is what you can expect out of me every day. Amen, people. And his philosophy about hoof care is that a farrier should be a true craftsman, one who has genuine interest and pride in his work. He should look at each hoof that he prepares and chooses one that will bear his trademark and demonstrate the quality of his work. Come on. Again, style and substance. How could he not win?
Seriously, are you kidding me? That is the coolest thing about a farrier I've ever heard. I mean, how many times have you had a farrier come to your place and they slap on some shoes, they stay on for a week, and then you call them because they lost a shoe, and they're like, hey, we'll have to come out in 2 weeks. Like, I called my last farrier. I'm like, hey, we need a horse done. He's like, oh, I'll be out there. Closest I can get there is February. I was like, yeah.
February. Yeah. Yeah. And he's, you know, so, Mike is like, he's all about, if you go to his website, he's all about educating and partnering with the horse owners. And, you know, it's a big deal. No hoof, no horse. And, you know, that's, requires a relationship, I think, between your farrier and the owner and the rider and the horse and blah, 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 blah. And you know what? He's cute, too.
He's cute, too. That always helps. So, yeah, good job. Congratulations to Mike Marquis of Buckeye, Arizona. Now, the next category, Helena, let's recap. We had to give away the hottest vet, and that was Dr. Joe Rosenberg in California. I don't even know who nominated him. Does he even know he was nominated?
I have no idea who nominated him. I don't. Now, he certainly didn't nominate himself.
Yeah, no. Nobody nominated themselves in this. Just so you know, everybody was nominated by somebody else. Let's see. The most eligible bachelor was Andrew Figures, which of course we have his contact information for any single woman. We also had Best in Breeches, Boyd Martin. Boyd was definitely not nominated by himself. He had no idea of the whole contest, and Boyd actually was nominated by about 300 women. So
easy, 300 easy.
Easy. I mean, people were sending pictures of him, so we put an appropriate picture up of him. There was no, you know, through this whole thing, we were telling people, people send PG-rated photographs. This is going to go on our Facebook page, and really everybody was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it doesn't take much, you know, just put a man next to a horse and you have instant hotness.
You make a good point. So the next category was strife with a little bit of it's been a tough call, and here's why. The next category that we're going to give away is the hottest horse husband, and you know, we pride ourselves on this show of representing horse husbands. Glenn tries to be the perfect representative for the community of horsemen around. And he seemed to think that he should win the Hottest Horse Husband Award. I mean, he thought he was a shoo-in.
He is a good horseman, a good horse husband. He's probably one of the greatest. I have to give him that.
Jennifer, do you have a comment?
Well, yeah, I agree with you. The problem is he kind of has, you know, we're all about nepotism here at the Horse Radio Network. Everybody knows that. But, you know, can carry it too far. You know, he gets the award every single day. He's on the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And we thought it was only fair that if Glenn was in the running, you know, I didn't nominate him on purpose. If he was in the running, hello, duh, America's Horse Husband. That was a little unfair. And we should open it up, you know?
I mean, clearly, obviously, if I had nominated my husband, he would have won. If Helena had nominated her husband, he would have won.
Yeah.
Mm, so he would have.
So
yeah,
they would have. We love our husbands. This is just, we're just having fun. But yeah, Glenn, sorry, you didn't win. And the funny thing is, he's listening right now, and I'm egging him on because I know he wants to say something so bad he could hardly stand it.
He's turning bright red right now, yeah.
He's dying right now because we totally bet that he wouldn't be able to keep his mouth shut.
Oh, yeah, because he's the one playing the music. He's the one doing so. So we have a little internet chat going on right now, and Glenn just IM'd that nobody's going to get a paycheck this week.
That's his only outlet. He can't say things verbally, but he can certainly IM them.
Yeah, because we bet that how many times he would talk on the show. So, you know, we did one of the things about Glenn and the nomination process was there were so many horse husbands that were nominated, and you know the things that were written about them were so sweet. You know, my husband did this, my husband goes to the shows, my husband sat at the hospital with me, my husband goes, you know, on the trail rides, he rides his own horses, he, you know, does everything, fixes things. There were so many awesome stories about horse husbands and in the nominations, and one of the things that was that was nominated was the, you know, we've all talked about the guy galloping around on the horse wearing no shirt. So I think Glenn initially thought that he would lose to that guy. I know that our winner's wife was afraid that she would lose to that guy. And I think it's time that we go ahead and say the Hottest Horse Husband. Helena, you think we should?
I think we should because it's very well deserved. I want to see her reaction.
Yeah, yeah. All right, the winner of the 2010 Hottest Horseman's Hottest Horse Husband Award is... Jim Fay! Jim Fay, congratulations. This is Betty Fay's husband. She has put a picture up of him, and he's on this gorgeous paint horse, like, and it looks like he's standing on top of the Rocky Mountains. And it says, for 34 years, he has done the late night feeding and stable check because he knows I'm a morning person. This is a guy that thinks riding in circles is boring, yet for 34 years has maintained the footing on my indoors, outdoors, and round pins because why? And this is what got me. He knows it's important to me. He may think it's silly, but he knows, you know? So he's the Hottest Horse Husband. Thanks, Betty Fay. And I've been on Betty Fay's Facebook page, and she seems to think that, you know, because the shirtless guy galloping around, that her horse husband was not even potentially going to win. So, Betty, if you want to call in at any time during this show, and you can even put your Hottest Horse Husband on the phone, 347-637-3238. We're taking calls from everybody. If you want to weigh in, we had so many nominees and people that we couldn't get to, but don't worry, people. There's always 2011. You can still keep nominating.
You know, we have to say one of the things that the competition between the husbands who are nominated and hot shirtless guy galloping around was that, and we talked about this, is that, you know, there's a certain level of, there's commitment there. A husband is a husband. And that alone sometimes deserves an award, especially when you're married to a horsewoman. And so,
yeah.
You know, if we were going to give away this award for the hottest horse husband, it truly had to be a husband.
I agree.
A whole nother level.
I agree, Helena. And if I can just go ahead and carry on with this next one, because they kind of piggyback each other. Can I go ahead and do it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because, you know, like you said, the hot shirtless guy was a boyfriend. And we wanted the hottest horse husband to be an honest commitment. We came up with a very special award. And the hottest shirtless guy galloping on a horse award goes to... Kenneth Pridham, congratulations. Amberly Knott's boyfriend wins the award for the hottest shirtless guy galloping on a horse. You can see him right now on our Facebook page. He is the guy without the shirt on and the six-pack abs and the big pecs and the muscles popping out.
and the chaps
Amberly,
flowing.
Oh, yeah, the chaps. He's on a quarter horse. They got the breast collar on and the rope and the, you know, the whole thing is just too much. I mean,
Amberly, you got it made.
And the comments that were posted on this whole thing were amazing. So the comments that were posted about the hottest shirtless guy, but Helena, you said it right. We wanted the horse husband to go to a husband. So Amberly, we created a very special category for you because you said my nomination for hottest horse husband, can it be hottest horse husband / boyfriend? It's Kenneth, my horse loving significant other. A photo of him right here at his finest. So very impressive. We had to give him an award. Congratulations to Kenneth, the hottest shirtless guy galloping on a horse photo that we got.
All right. And we have coming up next, I have to say, probably two of my favorite living creatures in the horse world. Although, you know, my third could be this hot shirtless guy. But we have, you know, one of the things that we thought was important to recognize was the relationship between a man and his horse. And we had a lot of nominees for this category, a lot of really good ones. But by and far, the winners of this category were voted by their gazillions and gazillions of fans. Am I right,
yeah.
Jamie?
Okay. You are correct here, but can I just stop you for just a second here?
Yes.
Because we have somebody on hold right now that is just listening to the show, but I just have to ask, is this Amberly? Are you Amberly? Hello? Who's this?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
She is not listening.
I put, because Amberly is actually listening on the phone right now. I think she should call in. I think she's listening to the show right now as we speak. And she is the boyfriend of the hot shirtless guy galloping on a horse. So we wanted you to call
Facebook.
In, Amberly.
She's, huh? She's on Facebook. She's tracking this on Facebook.
Okay. Gotcha. Come on, call in. Let's do this. Let's. Put your money where your mouth is, girl. Let's talk about the hot shirtless guy ride.
Yeah, no, exactly. You put him up there, baby. Let's hear what you got to say. Is he a nice guy? I want to know, is he as nice as he is good looking?
Yeah, I think you're right. I would like to know that, too. So, anyway, sorry to interrupt. I just heard Amberly was listening right now. So I wanted to see if she could call in. Go ahead, 347-637-3238. All right, continue on. With the next award.
Okay, the next award. So, again, what we have coming up next is the best couple. So, the winner of the 2010 Hottest Horseman Best Couple Award is... Rafael Valle and Ivory Powell.
Yay!
That's We actually had Raphael and Ivory Powell have been around the Horse Radio Network for a couple of times, and we had them on the Stable Scoop, and Glenn and I both just fell in love with both of them. And Raphael and Ivory Powell are partners and friends, and I can definitely say that they are friends when you hear their story. Ivory Powell's a Palomino, Tennessee walking horse who is gorgeous. I mean, if we had the hottest horse award, he would win. And Pal performs, they've done every kind of riding discipline you can think of and have been successful at it. Right now they compete and perform. Pal performs bitless and barefoot. And these guys have been featured in books, magazines, and celebrations of the horse all over the United States. And really, Raphael is just a joy to talk to when you hear the passion and love in his voice for this horse. You can't help but be sucked into their partnership. It's fabulous. And I think go ahead.
He's on the phone right now. So good morning, Raphael. How are you?
Good morning, ladies. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic. Congratulations. How do you feel about being the winner of the best couple?
Well, thank you so much. Like always, we're honored and just very humbled by the award and the overwhelming support of all the fans and your support, too. That's so important to us. So thank you so much. It's great. I'll go and give Ivory Powell a big carrot on behalf of everybody because it is his award. He's about 99% of the equation. You know? I'm just happy to ride on it.
Do you think this award will go to his head? Does he have an ego? Does Pal have an ego?
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes he's a little vain, but we have to keep him a little humble sometimes. No, he's a pretty easygoing guy. He likes all, he takes everything in stride.
I noticed on one of your comments that you had mentioned that Pal likes the mares. Is he a ladies' man?
Oh, big time. He's fighting when we go on the trail rides or the shows. He's just very calm and collected, and it's all the mares that are kind of acting up around him. So they say, hey, don't worry about the stallion. Control your mares, I tell him. So, yeah, he's pretty funny. He's pretty easygoing. Yeah, actually, there's a picture of him we had on Facebook a while back where he was pasture breeding, and he was literally romancing that mare. He was rubbing on her, giving her hugs and everything, and there's a picture where he has his head on her shoulder, and he's just kind of just full of love in his expression. So, yeah, he's a big-time ladies' man. Ladies' man, yeah.
Now, let me just follow up that question with, are you as well a ladies' man?
No, I'm not. I've lost my touch. Yeah, I've been married now for 20 years, so I lost the touch. Yeah. Out of practice.
I bet your wife would disagree.
I'm a one ladies' man now. At least I hope so. Yeah.
I love it. Raphael, it's been, a huge, you've had so many accomplishments in your life with Ivory Powell and your horses and everything. Talk about how important winning the hottest best couple is for you.
Boy, it's extremely important, like I said, and an honor, because I know it's based on the support of you, everybody at the Horse Network Radio and the fans and so forth. So it's an extreme honor, and it's a lot of fun, to interject some fun and into the whole horse industry, because I know that's what you're all about. So it's extremely important, right up there. This honor is right up there with many of the other awards he has received, and it's very special and touching because it has come from all of you and his fans. So it's the other awards, he kind of won in the ring and so forth. But this one's special because it comes directly from you all.
You are such a liar.
It's true. It's so great. Wait till we get the reactions on Facebook. I'm so excited. Actually, it's funny because when I was on hold, I was actually nervous waiting to talk to you. It shows you how important it is to us. I don't usually get too nervous about things, but I was kind of nervous and excited. So glad we didn't have to prepare a speech or anything.
Well, you're doing just fine.
Yeah,
you're our hero. You have a very admirable relationship with your horse, and I think a lot of us would like to achieve that same kind of relationship. So, this one definitely goes below the surface. I know these guys are going to bust my chops for being all mushy and serious and stuff. And they're all about who's hot and who's cute. And but you can't help it. But you can't help but fall in love with the love you have for Pal. So, I think that's pretty tough. Thank you so much.
And so that's the main message you want to get out there. Is like, you know, so many times we just kind of see people using their horse as a means to an end, and it's really not what it's about, you know. I mean, if you happen to accumulate blue ribbons and awards along the way, that's fine, you know, but that's not the whole purpose. The whole purpose is to project respect and a mutual respect and relationship with the horse, because that's more fulfilling than any other award or anything. I mean, that's what really, you know, fills my heart with Ivory Pal, and that's what we hopefully, you know, are communicating with the horse public out there. And we appreciate the venue you've given us to share some of our stories with the people and everything. So we can't thank you enough for your support. And it's a great way to end the 2010 with this incredible, honor about the 2010 hottest horse couple. So it's been a heck of a year, an extremely rewarding year, and we're looking forward to 2011. I hope the same for you. You know, you've got a lot going on with your show, and it's a great show and a lot of fun, and you can see you're building a lot of new fans too.
Well, you know, all that said, 2011, we will be also doing the award show, and I'm not kidding you, Raphael. We had 10,000 people post and vote for you on our Facebook page. And this isn't even a voting competition. So that's what I thought was so funny, is everybody just went crazy when they heard that you were nominated for this award. So, I mean, heck, maybe we'll be talking to you in 2011 if your fans are just so ravenous. So we look forward to seeing the post on Facebook and see what happens. And, you know, your horse is amazing, and so are you, and you're just such a great influence to people in the horse world. So we do appreciate you being on with us. We appreciate all the time that you spend with the Horse Radio Network, and we wish you the very best and happiest new year.
Well, thank you so much, and likewise. And we look forward to talking to you next year, and enjoy the remaining couple of days in 2010.
All right, thanks, we will. Thanks.
Thank you.
What a sweetheart. I can't even stand it. I mean, you know, we had some pretty impressive nominations for Best Couple, but there was just no one that we could pick over him, first of all, because his fans, they would have killed us with the 10,000 nominations that he got. But just because, I mean, listen to the guy. He's just as sweet and as sweet as they come. Plus, you know, he's good looking too.
Absolutely. They're neither of them are hard to look at. You know, it would be funny to see who would be the more dedicated fan base, Zenyatta's fans or Ivory Pal's fans?
Wow. That's a good race. That's a good question, because I got to go with Zenyatta, because if you go to Zenyatta.com, And I highly encourage everybody to do that right now, because if you go to Zenyatta.com, she writes a daily blog. I say she. Yes, it is Zenyatta
awesome.
That writes a daily blog. Duh. She writes a daily blog, and there are just thousands and thousands and thousands of comments on the blog every single day. So, you know, we had some other people that, you know, were nominated for Best Couple, several other people. And it did hurt me to not give them the honor that they deserve. But there was one couple that really stood out in the nominations. And, you know, we had to make some special compromises for certain people and certain couples. After, you know, Raphael was definitely going to win Best Couple with Ivory Pal, we had to make the Hottest Horseman's Special Honor Award. So the winner of the 2010 Hottest Horseman's Special Honor Award goes to Charles Campbell and Zenyatta. Congratulations. And let me just introduce you to Charles here. Charles is the assistant manager for the broodmares at Lane's End Farm in Lexington, Kentucky. So that means he handles one very special mare daily, if you've heard of her. Her name is Zenyatta. And while Charles qualified for several of the 2010 Hottest Horseman Awards, we felt that he really deserved kind of an all-encompassing Best in Show Award. So, Charles, congratulations. How do you feel?
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. It's lovely, lovely to win something like that.
I don't know what I won.
I know. Let's talk about pressure here. You know, do you have more pressure in handling this mare or in accepting this award?
Pretty accepting the award. The mare, thankfully, is so intelligent and just such a great horse. She takes care of herself. So she just has to get adjusted, and she's fine. It's me that's the problem. Collecting awards, I think.
Well, see, the thing is, Helena, that Charles actually qualified for so many categories. You know, he qualified for, I mean, he's not married. He does have a girlfriend, but that's an eligible bachelor. He qualifies for best couple. He qualified, you know, for several things. So we kind of had to create a award for you, Charles, because there's just nobody more special in many of our hearts than Zenyatta. And then to throw a hot guy being photographed by the blood horse leading her around the snowy Kentucky pasture. Are you kidding me?
Well, I think I'm being helped along a lot by Zenyatta. She is one of the most beautiful horses I've ever seen. You know, she's big, but she's just a big, beautiful filly. She's not coarse. She's still very feminine and very nice to look at.
Were you prepared at all? Or... Go ahead, Jamie.
I said, so what is it like working with it? Like, how does that whole thing come up? Like, Zenyatta obviously comes to Lane's End, and they say, all right, Charles, there you go. What's the pressure like in that situation?
It meant a lot more after reading what Dottie put on her website and on Facebook, just how much she means to the public and the fans. Obviously, she's done so much for racing and just for the image of racing that increased a little bit of pressure, but nothing too bad. We've got great guys on the farm that are also working. Craig, Andrew, Sarah and Guillermo are all in her barn. And they're all fantastic horse people. So she is in the best of hands. And the managers here, Mike and Todd, you know, they've got the horse's best interest at heart. So it's relatively easy. Just she's so strong. When she came off the track, she was just very much on the muscle. So it was good fun. It was great. And the photographers got some great pictures, I think.
Oh, now, yeah, we think so, too.
Charles, were you at all prepared for being in the spotlight? You know, you are sort of, you're on this journey with Zenyatta. Have you, how does it feel to suddenly be under the microscope, so to speak, with her? Obviously, the mare's not going to be a problem. It's never the horses who are the problem. It's always what we humans impose on each other. But how are you handling that, being in the spotlight?
My friends are great. They keep me very much down to earth. It was just reading Facebook and seeing, you know, she has 54,000 plus friends on Facebook, and you're thinking, all these people want the best thing for her. And, you know, they can be quite critical, but it's just because they love the mare so much. So there is a little bit of added pressure, but you can never think of that, or you just have to put it in the back of your mind. When you're taking care of her, and just, you know, she is a horse at the end of the day, and she's going to do the same as all the other horses do. She's just a lot more valuable in people's hearts and minds.
She really is, and that's why I think that the Mosses and John and all of them have done such a great job with her, because she is important to the public, but which came first, you know? I mean, she's been so exposed to everybody, and everybody's had such great access to her. And even now on the farm, I have never heard of a horse basically retiring and still having all this communication and photos done and videos of the first turnout. I mean, there's been pictures of her in the stall, pictures of her on her first turnout, videos of her, you know, with you walking her around. And there's never been the follow-up with any horse. And I just, is that the Mosses that are kind of championing that? Because, I mean, they did shows, like when she first arrived in Lexington, people were allowed to come and see her at Keeneland.
Yeah.
Who's behind
all
that?
The thing at Keeneland was so impressive to see so many people turn out on such a cold evening. We're expecting, you know, a couple of hundred maybe, but the thousands that were there really made the Mosses feel relaxed and comfortable leaving her here, knowing how much she means to everybody. She's, you know, it's hard to explain what it's been like having her here. The Mosses and Dottie, John Sheriffs, and especially Mario, when they came up, just to see how much they love the mayor and the internet access that the fans have had, I think it's been great for them because they can see that the mayor is relaxed and happy at home, and she's not just being forgotten about, and she's still being kept in the environment very much like she was used to at Barn 55 with the carrots, the mineral water, the aloe vera, the Guinness. She still gets all of those because we wouldn't want to stop her feed or anything like that. And it's just nice to spoil the girl because, she deserves it.
Aww. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh, we love you.
Thank you.
This is great. So are you going to, now that you guys have won kind of best in show, you and Zenyatta together, A, will Zenyatta hear about this? And B, what are the guys in the barn going to say?
I don't know. Thankfully, they're not at the computer, so they won't be listening to this right now. They'll be listening to it after work. But yeah, Zenyatta will probably go and get a. We'll probably go and share a Guinness and a carrot or two, and she'll get a kiss.
I love it. Well, don't worry. We're going to make sure that Lane's End Farm finds out that you and Zenyatta won Best in Show. Okay.
Thanks very much, ladies.
Thank you so much for joining us, Charles. It's a pleasure.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right, Charles, by the way, we're gonna keep in touch with you if you don't mind. We'd love to get Zenyatta updates periodically, and you've just been so fun to talk to. So we'll be in touch.
Perfect. Yeah, that's no problem.
All right. Thanks, Charles. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Dude.
Okay,
I mean,
I'm in love. I'm in love. And you sound like a total doofus. You're in love, too. I'm telling you,
I can't even talk. I mean, I'm sorry. Throw in the fact that he's this unbelievably good-looking guy, and then I'm sorry, he's handling like my favorite horse in the world. Okay.
And then the British accent. Who knew? Oh my God.
Okay, I've got to compose myself.
Just breathe.
I'm like, oh my God, we're totally going to call you back. Like, it's like totally be best friends.
At 11 o'clock tonight. Is it okay if we do a special interview at 11 p.m.?
We're going to do a one-on-one. All I'm saying is I can't wait till I go to Rolex in April. I'll be in Lexington, and I hope you're going to be in Lexington too, Helena, and we are totally going to stalk Charles.
I think I'm going to have to make a special trip, yes. And you know what was nice too? It was the way he really put the horse first. You know, he was like, listen, it's not about me. Even though, Jamie, we know that a lot of it is about him, especially after hearing him talk. But he put the mare first. And he said, it's nice to spoil a girl. Hello?
Hello? You're absolutely
right. He needs his own
right.
reality show. He needs his own reality show. That's all.
I'm going to go have a Guinness with the Zenyatta. How many people can say that? I mean, seriously.
I know.
Okay, right now I'm adding him as my Facebook friend.
Oh, you're totally going to creep him, aren't you?
No, it's for the show. Hello, we can keep up with Zenyatta. We have a direct line to the handler of Zenyatta. This is a big deal.
We really do. We're cool.
And everybody else who requests him on Facebook, that was one of the funniest things I read on Zenyatta.com, Helena, was that Charles, I guess we're not the only women who had seen the picture of Charles with Zenyatta and asked who he was, because she just called him Charles. And so when I was reading the blogs further, Zenyatta actually blogged, hey, by the way, Charles, his real name, his full name is this. So many of you have asked, and now Charles is so shocked in how many Facebook friends requests he's getting. So I guess tons of ladies have tried to find out who he is, and tons of ladies have also requested him on Facebook. So we're just white noise. I mean, that's all that it is.
We're just, yeah, what else is new? That's the history of the story of my life, white noise. But he is But he has an important role. I mean, he's not just anybody. He is a broodmare manager there, and that's a big deal, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, those guys, and the one thing that I didn't ask him that I really wanted to, but I got so wrapped up in just talking to him is, you know, he's probably one of the people that assists in, you know, having her get bred and handling that whole kind of thing. And I know he wouldn't break it to us and tell us who was going to be the baby daddy, but I want to know who's going to be the baby daddy.
Save that for your next conversation. Do a one-on-one with them.
Yeah, I think I will. I think I'm going to have to. Nobody else will hear it. It'll just be me. Anyway, no.
We'll be following Zenyatta's diary post, which if you're listening and you haven't yet been to Zenyatta.com, these diary posts are precious. It's such a fun way to be a fan. It's such a fun way to follow her progress. It's really a whole new subculture of the racing world that I think is long overdue. She is a heroine, and you know, go to Zenyatta.com and become a part of it. It's a lot of fun.
I absolutely, and I just think it's just unprecedented access to a horse that, you know, in the thoroughbred world, they retire, you never hear from them again unless they have a couple, you know, fast babies. And then this way, it's like every day, it's like, oh, it's my first time out. Oh, here's Charles walking me in the snow. Oh, here's Charles picking my hopes. Wait, no, that didn't happen. We're going to find that one. so anyway, it's really exciting that Zenyatta.com exists and that we have that. So going over our Hottest Horseman Award so far, the Hottest Vet, Dr. Joe Rosenberg, the Most Eligible Bachelor, Andrew Figures, Best in Breeches Award went to Boyd Martin. He was very excited to accept it. Hottest Farrier, Mike Marquis of Buckeye, Arizona. Hottest Horse Husband, Jim Fay. And the Hottest Shirtless Guy Galloping on a Horse went to Kenneth Pridham. And then Best Couple, Raphael Val and Ivory Powell. And the Special Honor Best in Show Award went to Charles Campbell and Zenyatta. So now we are going to have... You know, I really, although we did have 1,000,001 votes for Best Couple and Facebook page flooding for Raphael, we had one other category that garnered an immense amount of attention, Helena, and that would be the Hottest Horse Dad.
The Hottest Horse Dad, this is one of my favorite categories because, again, it's what defines, how do you define hot? And this is so broad. This definition of broad, the Hottest Horse Dad, is really is honoring a man who has fathered the world, the horse world, and I mean that in the most innocent way. Who's a great father figure? Who is somebody that we can look up to? Who has instilled a sense of pride and good horsemanship to their children and to you know, anybody who's a follower of this guy? To them and to their children and their children's children. He's really just affected so many generations of horse people. So we actually have a very special 2010 Hottest Horseman, Hottest Horse Dad Award. And the winner is... Monty Roberts, of course. And we actually have Monty Roberts with us this morning. We are so honored to have you, Monty. Thank you for joining us.
I'm the Hottest Horse Dad.
You are indeed. Do you even know what that means to the world?
I have no idea. I'm stunned.
Well, it means it means the world loves you. It means your children love you. It means that everybody who listens to what you have to say about horses really and truly appreciates you. How does that feel?
I'm just absolutely stunned, and I never thought of myself as the hottest anything. but I suppose, you know, I have so much fun with young people, and it gratifies me so much to help people learn and to watch them improve and to allow them to set their goals. And I've said so many times that it is not important what I teach them. It's important what they learn. It's important that no student is as good as I am. It's important that every student is a lot better than me. That's a good teacher, when you can leave their minds open and let them go on past you. And I have a lot of that going on these days. And if that makes me the hottest dad, then I'll accept it. But I tell you, with my 47 foster children, it was much more an advantage for me than it was for them.
Well, actually, tell us about you have. That's a lot of foster children, and then you also have three children of your own. Let's start by telling us a little bit about your own kids and your relationship with them and their relationship with horses.
Well, first of all, they're all my own, and I have biological ones and foster ones. And my relationship with them, I tell you, it's just been phenomenal. And the amount of problems were plenty, but never insurmounted. I just feel like we worked our way through almost everything, and most of the kids that came to me came between 11 and 14, 15 years of age, and they were non-adoptables. They were in trouble with the law or you know, really in some sort of disarray socially, and it was a difficult task, as you can well imagine, after the behavioral patterns of these kids had already set in for 4 or 5 years or 7 years or so, in some cases, and yet improvement and achievement is just overwhelmingly gratifying.
Now, your daughter Debbie nominated you for this award. She called in, nominated you as the hottest horse dad. To touch on the foster kids, I mean, that is such a tough age. And I mean, how much of your horse training kind of helped you out with raising these kids? Did you throw them in the round pen? What'd you do?
Yeah, life's round pen. It was very much an assistance to me, what I had learned from the horses, because horses and kids are so much alike. They're both flight animals. In the case of teenage boys and girls, they are trying to be predators at time. They're trying to be awfully difficult at time. But those youngsters, particularly the biological ones that we had from birth, of course, they are flight animals, and they need a safe place to be. They need love and assistance. They need to be nurtured and brought into life in a educational fashion. And we were able to do that. And Debbie is such a blessing to me, because she runs our corporate thing and runs my calendar and all of that. And how blessed I am that our youngest biological child, that's Marty, he was an attorney. And he just closed his office and came and ran my corporations until he wanted to start his own business. And by that time, would you believe, Debbie was retiring from her life's business at 36 years of age. And
wow.
she thought she was getting old. And my word, that's quite a few years ago. And so she stepped in and took over when Marty started his own businesses, which is called Cowboy Living, and they make all sorts of things, everything for the internal part of a Western-style home. And he and his wife have that business. So, and we spent Cowboy Christmas with them in Las Vegas just recently, first part of December. And it was, they have two little granddaughters of ours that are just darling, you know, and so it was a great time. But I'm blessed from every quadrant. I just seem to get in trouble. I have a lot to do, and somebody steps in and says, you need help, let's go. And most everybody that works with me and helps me have been more like family than they've been like employees or anything like that.
Well, they've got a pretty pretty good leader, you know. I mean, what a guy to look up to, Monty Roberts. I mean, you're the man who listens to horses and clearly the man who listens to children and now grandchildren. So congratulations.
Thank you all very much. It's just a great pleasure to receive this award.
Do you have the chance to stay in touch and to stay close with your foster children? Do you follow them where they've
A lot of them, yes. Yes, a lot of them. Three are dead. So that's a sad time. You know, it's wild. I mean, our oldest foster child is 65.
Now, oh, my gosh.
That's wonderful.
A strange feeling, but she came to us when she was 12 and I was 22. So we've had a long, long time with this, and we do stay in touch with a lot of them. Steve Arlano and his wife, Steve was a foster son, came to me at 13. Yeah, and he came to us at 13 and was having a huge problem at home, and still went on through college with us and played football on a national championship team, and he and his wife were with us here for Christmas, and so many of the other foster children check in for Christmas, and they remember, more of them remember Pat's birthday than they remember mine, which is great. And this poor lady was pulled into this without a mission on her mind of raising that many children, you know.
Wow, absolutely. So where did that idea come from? How did that get started? I'm just so interested in this part of your life. Of course, we have you know, the horse aspect of it.
I was working with a lot of projects during university in my psychology studies, and I worked with CPS, Child Protective Services, San Luis Obispo County, for Cal Poly University out here. And when I graduated, they realized that I really loved working with these kids. A lot of them were kids of returning Korean veterans. And so after leaving college, I kept getting calls from CPS. And they called me one day and they said, there's a little girl, 12 years old, in Pismo Beach, California. That was only 5 miles from where Pat and I were living on Laura Linda Farms. We had our own training operation. And so I drove down to meet this little girl, and she was daughter of a lady in the oldest profession on earth, and in living in a little trailer. And the lady would walk into town, no car, and bring home guys. And so I saw this whole situation, and this little girl loved horses, and that's why CPS called me. She used to go down the road, and there was a nice old man there that gave her a few dollars each day for helping him with his horses. She groomed them and brought them in and out and cleaned some stalls and stuff like that. And she was just the perfect little girl, and the state was going to take her away from her mother unless I could make an arrangement with the mother, separate from any government offices, and take her home and raise her, which I did. I came home with the child. Pat didn't even know I was coming home with the child. And
wow.
I came home with a child, 12 years old, and who had a little brown bag with everything she owned in it. Mm-hmm. And away we went, you know, and the mother didn't last very long until she put herself away with an injection of heroin or something. And so it just went on, and this was a perfect child, and she destroyed me. She ruined me. I took in every kid that came by thinking they were all perfect. None of the other ones were. But it was a real experience.
And do you find that some of the horses that you work with have, I know that you say that horses are a lot like children, and I definitely believe that. And One can prepare you for working with the other, but do you make a lot of comparisons between the personalities of the horses that you deal with and some of the children that you've helped to raise?
Oh, indeed we do. Both Pat and I will talk about, oh, he's just like Fiddle the Oar, or he's no Johnny Tivio, or something like that, you know. Yes, we do. And there are, in my opinion, extreme comparisons that you can make, similarities that are just overwhelming. I know that a lot of psychological people dealing in psychology and behavioral patterns of youngsters will disagree with me, and they'll say you can't compare horses to children. But the only reason they say that is that they don't know horses like I do, and they don't consider horses to be a familial object out there like they are part of my family. And once you get to know them and really understand their needs, they're so much like children, it's incredible. And now the world is kind of coming around. I know the first article they ever did on me and my work in the Los Angeles Times, I got hate mail saying you can't compare a stupid horse to my child, you know. But you can, and they're not stupid, and neither are the children. When people think that way, I think it stifles their ability to teach children.
Well, and to accept communication and to be, I mean, come on, anybody who thinks a horse is stupid has not been around them very often. that's my opinion. And
that's
kids
right.
are the same
I,
way.
I often have people say, yes, but you haven't met my horse. He's just ignorant, and he's belligerent, and he's stubborn, and he's this and that and the other thing. And I say, you know what he is? I can tell you right now, and I've never seen him. And they'll say, what is that? And I say, misunderstood is what he is. Because they haven't stepped back and really thought it through. No horse is ignorant. No horse is stubborn. You just haven't presented them with the right environment if you think that way. And so if I can turn people around and get them to realize what their horse really is, then they can move forward and learn with a vengeance. You know, it's just so exciting.
Well, Monty, I want to tell you, it's been a total honor to talk to you. Just to have you a part of this show, you know, with or without an award is great. I hope we can talk to you again here on Horses in the Morning. But thank you so much. Congratulations for this big award, and give Debbie a big hug for us too for nominating you. And hopefully we'll see you out on the road soon.
Thank you all very kindly. It's exciting and it's a gratifying thing.
You're my new hero. My new hero, Monty Roberts.
Told ya.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everybody.
All right. Happy New Year, Monty. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. What a guy. I love him.
Love you, right? Right? Love him.
Yeah, you told me, and that's why now I totally understand why everybody that nominated him was like, I wish you were my dad. I wish you were my dad. And I totally get that now. What a guy.
I could have used some time in the round pen myself as a teenager.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm surprised. But what a heart on a guy just to keep, and then his wife to not even know he's bringing, you know, kids home. I think I'm going to try that with my husband. Just bring some babies home and, hey, guess
just
what?
Show up.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. Hey, guess what? Helena, we have a special guest on the phone. We have Jim Fay, who was the winner of the Hottest Horse Husband. Just found out he won the award, and he had to call in, or maybe his wife made him call in. Good morning, Jim.
Well, good morning.
Congratulations. You are the Hottest Horse Husband of 2010.
I believe I'm a bit embarrassed.
That's okay, because your wife wasn't. She's very proud of you, and boy, you guys must have a really great relationship. 34 years married to a horsewoman. What's that like?
That's a little impossible to fathom, because everybody in the world we know that has horses has never been married that long.
You get an award just for that.
Out that way. Yeah.
So what's the secret then, Jim? What's the secret to staying married for 34 years to a horsewoman? Everybody, listen up.
Probably no children.
Okay.
Really?
Yes, I'll give you that.
That and the common interest in horses. You know, we have a completely different interest in horses. She's into, you know, giving riding lessons and riding dressage and all that kind of stuff, and I'm basically just a trail rider. And I think just the fact that we have opposite interests keeps us interested in each other, probably. And although she does some trail riding, too, but that's kind of more my thing. But I don't know. I think just doing what she tells me to do probably is the best thing.
Yeah, go. And the trio, I think, has gotten to the crux of the matter.
Oh, yeah, the nuts and bolts of it is do what you're told, and your marriage will last forever. So,
or
just a guy who knows when to say that.
That only goes so far, though, you know, and I have to object. That's, but anyway, no, we get along fine.
you sound like a pretty smart guy, Jim.
Yeah, it's been interesting all these years, I'll say that. Moving around, living different places and having different types of horses, and it always keeps it interesting.
Now, is that beautiful paint that you're sitting on, is that yours?
That was a former paint I owned. He met a tragic death at age 7 when he had a real bad cut on his leg, but I have another one now that resembles him quite a bit. That was one that I raised out of a mare I owned, and that picture you're looking at was sitting up at about 14,000 feet in the Rocky Mountains west of Alamosa, Colorado.
Did you guys live in Colorado? Good.
Yes, we live in Pueblo, Colorado now.
Okay.
We're originally from back east around the Cincinnati, Ohio area, but we live in Pueblo, Colorado now.
Wow. Yes. Well, congratulations on winning the Hottest Horse Husband of 2010, Jim Fay. Round of applause, Jim. Way to be the best horse husband and do what you're told. I love it.
Well, you're embarrassing me even more, but it's fun.
Jim, we will talk to you soon, and hopefully your wife will call in early next week after the new year and let us know what she thinks about this whole craziness.
No, I'm sure she will. Thank you very much.
All right,
Happy New Year, Jim.
Happy New Year.
Okay. All right, you too. Have a nice day.
Wow. It's been a star-studded award show, Helena. I'm going to have to take a nap. I'm exhausted.
I know. I just said, I'm done. This is so much more fun than I thought it was going to be, really talking to all these winners. I have like
a stupid
grin on my face.
It's been really fun. They're like, oh, this is embarrassing, and it's an honor. I'm like, it's embarrassing to talk to you and tell you you win this, and then it's an honor to talk to you. So it works both ways. So if you want to run down the list before we wrap this up, I know we are completely out of time. Just go through the list of the winners, and then you know, everybody can go see them on Horses in the Morning page on Facebook, or as we are speaking, a new page is being put up on horsesinthemorning.com of all the winners and all the photographs right together. So Helena, go ahead and let everybody know where we were.
Indeed.
Before you do Helena. I couldn't resist. I waited till the frickin' end of the show. It's been killing me. Wanted to discuss your paychecks and all of that this week. I think we'll be using that for the slush fund for Jennifer and I for New Year's Eve. Just wanted to make that clear. But there is a message I had, an important message why I interrupted, and this is from Raphael. He said he went out and had a chat with Ivory Powell, and he says, congrats. Ivory Powell has a big crush on Zendiata. He thinks that she is hot. So there, wouldn't that make it too big?
We all do,
Fuck
pal.
Ivory
we
Powell.
All do.
Dude,
all right,
I'm gonna
get off the air now because I promised I wouldn't interrupt your show more than once. The thank you to everybody on Facebook making all the comments going on there this morning was kind of fun. So we appreciate everybody chiming in on Facebook today.
All right, now get off
Good
the
job,
show,
lady.
Bye, Glenn.
All right,
knew he
to
could...
recap, I'm like chomping at the bit here to recap. I'm so proud of all these winners. I knew Glenn. We knew he was gonna come in. We knew it was gonna happen. Okay, so you can find all these winners on Facebook and then a special page that's going up on horsesinthemorning.com. So our winners today have been the hottest veterinarian, Dr. Joe Rosenberg, the most eligible bachelor, Andrew Figures, the best in breeches, my personal favorite, Boyd Martin. Thanks again, Boyd, for joining us. We have the hottest farrier, Mike Marquis of Buckeye, Arizona. The hottest.
By the way,
husband.
You did really good talking to Boyd. You didn't freak out hardly at all.
No, I know. I wanted to talk to him actually more. I'm going to take that one off the air. Sorry, Silva, but, you know, he's hot. What can you say? All right. The hottest horse husband was Jim Fay, who we just spoke with. Thank you very much, Jim, for joining us. The hottest shirtless guy galloping on a horse.
Special category.
Another one of my favorites, the hottest couple, Rafael Valle and Ivory Powell. And the special honor for
Best in Show,
Charles Campbell and Zenyatta, Best in Show. And the hottest horse dad, Monty Roberts.
Yay, Monty. Oh, my gosh. First of all, thanks to Monty, to Charles, to Rafael, to Jim, to, let's see, who else, Boyd and Andrew, all for being a part of the show. It has just been awesome to talk to all of these hot guys all in one day. Oh, this has been fantastic. So you can listen to all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. Follow us on Facebook. Just search for Horses in the Morning. We're on Twitter at Horse Radio.
I think, you know, if I smoked, I'd need a cigarette right now.
If you missed the live show, you can listen to the recorded version on our website, iTunes, affiliate website. You don't have to miss an episode. We're going to be back tomorrow morning. It's going to be another very special show because every host of the Horse Radio Network is going to be on the show tomorrow, and they're going to use this episode for all of their shows. So the Stable Scoop, Helena's going to be on again tomorrow. We're going to have Alan from the Western Show, Tammy, everybody, Chris is going to be there. Everybody from all the Horse Radio Network shows and Glenn, we're all going to be together for a special episode tomorrow. So listen in, and Happy New Year, everybody.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Love ya.